Yeah, check.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make welcome to the stage one of the true legends of bluegrass music. He and his late brother are members of the Bluegrass Hall of Honor in Owensboro, Kentucky, for all of their great contributions down through the years to the music we love so well. While Bill Monroe was known as the father and Jimmy Martin the king, this gentleman was known as the soul of bluegrass music. Make welcome from the Clinch Mountains, this is Dr. Ralph Stanley and his Clinch Mountain Boys.
I heard you choo-choo
very much, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you to our show here this afternoon, right here at the big festival in Macon, Georgia. It's real good to be here. We've been used to just a little bit cooler weather, but I think we'll get used to this. It's not hardly as hot as it was when we first got here. So we'll just fire away and do the best we can to sing some of the old-time mountain style, what they call bluegrass music. I'll introduce you to the Clinch Mountain Boys as they come up to pick and sing for you. We're going to call on the fiddle player. Boy, I'll tell you, he can play that fiddle for his hot or cold. He don't care. He lays it high. Can you hear me? Well, Lord, they don't use to waste good talent. Turn me up. They said they couldn't hear me. Turn me up. Tell me when you hear me. Hello? Check, check. Tell me when you hear me. All right. On up. Everybody says up. There's $1 million worth of talent right here. Check, check. 1, 2. Can you hear it now? Okay. Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. It's real good to be here with you in Macon, Georgia, right here in the good hot weather, and we're going to do our very best to entertain you by singing some of the old-time mountain style, what they call bluegrass music, in the next little while. And we're going to call on the fiddle player, and I'll just repeat myself, he can play hot or cold. Don't matter to him. He's from the great state of West Virginia, James Price. A nice big Georgia welcome for him. Called the Cackling Hen. Fine job, James. Folks, I'd like to introduce you now to the antique of the show. And as usual, I see all eyes moving back to my left with the bass fiddle. He's been with me 27 years. When he first started working with me in 1970, had real pretty gray hair. I don't know what happened to him. But if any of you'd like to have the recipe, meet him over at the record table. And he'll give it to you. But he's a fine old man and a good singer, good bass player. Helps drive right smart. And he's an ex-politician. He's an ex-mayor of Norton, Virginia. So I call him the Norton Flash. Make welcome Jack Cook.
Thank you. gone away. Has she gone out on the prairie, or am I sitting on top of the world? She caught me in Dallas, a mare pie soul. Killer, don't worry. Killer's sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River. On the other side,
and she's gone, but cookie don't worry, cookie's sitting on top of the world.
Hey, the land peaches shake my tree, down in my orchard, let my peaches be.
And she's gone, but peaches don't worry, peaches are sitting on top of the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, music lovers down here in the Georgia, Ralph, down in Georgia way, Ralph.
Thank you, Jack. You sound good tonight. Sitting on top of the world. Folks over on the mandolin is a wonderful mandolin picker, and he's like I was about 2 months ago. He's got a bad case of the laryngitis and what else you call it? Bronchitis and all of that. But he'll be able to tickle that mandolin good tonight, and he wrote a tune that we're going to feature him on right now. And he comes from the great state of Kentucky, the eastern part of Kentucky, and he'll tell you all about the tune, and his name is John Rigsby. A nice hand for him.
The place where Ralph was born, up in Virginia. You know, you got the counties and cities, and I kept this little place up here. It's called Big Spraddle Creek. So I thought I'd name this tune Big Spread. Thank you.
good job, John. Dick Spraddle. That's a good name for that. Now on the big Martin guitar, doing our lead picking over here, is from the state of Tennessee, up in the eastern part. And I believe they've sort of labeled him as a lady killer of the band. Of course, he don't exactly kill them, but he cripples them up so James Price can catch them. Sure enjoy his part of the show tonight. As I said, he's from Kingsport, Churchill, Tennessee, and his name is James Shelton. Make him welcome. Folks, on the five-string banjos, a mighty fine young man from eastern Kentucky. And besides me, folks, he's the best banjo player in the world. And we'd like to make him welcome from, well, he's born and raised in Harlan County, Kentucky, Steve Sparkman. Make him welcome. Here playing the rhythm guitar and doing her lead singing, has been now for about 3 years. I'm proud of him because he does a wonderful job, and I know he'll enjoy him as much as he enjoys singing for you. He's my son, Ralph Stanley II. Give him an ice.
With her old man James Temporary in the pioneer days of 42, her old man was shot in the city, fire making his good old mountain.
Well, come on down the mountain, Katie. Hey, come on down the mountain, Katie. Yeah, and sure it's calling Katie Daly. We want to drink your good old mountain dew.
Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I'm the good who's gonna sit and shoot. All the boys in court is gonna kick and girl. Tell the truth, drink a little.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. It's your call, Katie Daly. We wanna drink a good old mountain dew.
So truth tell that you poor Katie Daly, very soon the gates are open wide. Angels came to poor Katie Daly, took her far across the great divide.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. And cheers calling Katie Daly. We want to drink a good old mountain dew.
Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I am the judge who's gonna sit and shoot. All the boys in court is drunk and they curse. Tell the truth, drink a little.
Oh, come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come on down the mountain, Katie Daly. And cheers, calling Katie Daly. We wanna drink a good old mountain dew.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now the gentleman right here on the five-string banjo, he's celebrated 50 years of bluegrass music. And this October the 16th will make him 51 years picking and singing this old-time mountain-style bluegrass music. So I think he deserves a nice hand for that. He's also achieved a lot of awards that he's real proud of, and I'll name a few of them right now for you. Back in 1976, he received a Doctor of Arts degree, and that was given to him by the Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. And in 1984, the President of the United States gave him the National Heritage Award. I think he deserves a nice hand for that one, too.
Yes. Brag on me.
Huh?
I say, brag on me. Tell him a lot more.
I'm doing my best. And his latest achievement came on July the 9th this past year. The governor of the state of Virginia gave him a proclamation that will be Ralph Stanley Day on July the 9th from now on in the state of Virginia. I think that deserves a nice hand. He's a member of the Bluegrass Hall of Honor and the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, and he's the best banjo picker and tenor singer to ever stand on any man's stage. So won't you make him feel that way here today, my father, Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Glory to the wonderful happy land. I want to sing in the heavenly chorus. should have gone.
That's a song that I wrote about 10 years ago, and we recorded it and called I'll Answer the Call. Now, we've got a brand new tape and a CD, all gospel, that's just been released, and the title of it is He's My All in All. And we'd like to do a song that's in the new tape and CD. It's called Jesus on the Main Line. I've helped record about 165 long play albums, and that runs into about, oh, maybe 1,800 songs. And about 40% of them has been gospel. We enjoy singing them. And right now, we'd like to get Steve Sparkman to come up and do you a good number on the five string. He's got a couple of CDs and tapes out. A lot of tunes that I wrote, Clinch Mountain Backstep, Big Tildy, Hard Times, and so forth. And he wrote some of his own. He's got two dandies out. What are you going to do, Steve? An old timer called Truck Old Hen. job, big look old hand. Good old tune. And now, folks, we've got a special, well, we've got two guests with us today. They're country singers, but I think you'd enjoy the way these two fellas sing. And we'd like to, they ready?
Yeah,
ready. We'd like to introduce you right now, Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Give them a great big welcome. Nice hand for them.
Played here all day.
Hello, Ralph. How you doing tonight?
Well, Johnny, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing real good, Ralph. I want to say thanks for letting me come all the way out here and sing a number with you tonight.
Always glad to have you, Johnny.
It's a pleasure to be here. I was in town recording with a good buddy of mine, Chris Jefferson.
Christopher
Stoppers. Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting his name. I tell you, in the Clinch Mountain boys, from what I can hear over there, is sounding real good, I think, from what I can hear.
You know, coming from Johnny Cash, I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, Ralph, and I tell you, I wanted to take just a second. I hate to single out just any one person, but you know I wanted to brag on your fiddle player just a little bit.
He's great.
I really, what's his name?
James Price.
Boy, I tell you, I like his fiddling. I'm going to do him one of my big hits right now. It goes a little bit like this. Well, that banjo's sounding good. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in folds of prison, and time keeps a-dragging on. And when I hear that train a-coming, I hang my head and cry. Boy, I usually get a great big hand about right now, usually. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Sewage! If they free me from this prison and that railroad train was mine, I'll bet I'd move it on just a little farther down the line. Yeah, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I'd want to be. And when the people keep moving, yeah, that's what tortures me.
Oh! Yes!
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I should have. And maybe I didn't hold you quite as often as I should have. Little things I should have said and done. Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. Couldn't see a dang thing. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
Usual, Johnny and Willie, both of you done a good job. Do them songs for two gentlemen over on my right over there, Charles Hamby and Leonard Johnson. Leonard Stacy. They enjoy them songs. And now we'd like to bring James Shelton up to the mic, and he'll tell you about our big 28th annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival to Old Home Place next year. And a lot lot of the things that we have for sale with us today.
All right, appreciate it, Ralph. Folks, Ralph's Big Festival will be coming up Memorial Day weekend, May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Stanley Brothers Old Home Place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. That's down in the southwestern part of the state, down near Bristol, Kingsport, Abingdon, that section. We'll be there all 3 days, and we'll also have Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers, the Goins Brothers, James King, Charlie Sizemore, the Isaacs Family, the Warrior River Boys, Gary Brewer and the Kentucky Ramblers, and many, many more. We've got handbills over on the record table if you'd like to stop by and pick one up. Tells you who's going to be there each day and gives you directions to the park and lists all the area motels. And if you like to camp out, Ralph has added shower facilities this year. We've got hot and cold showers, and he's added about 50 more electrical hookups. So we've got a lot more new hookups for the campers this year. So stop by our record table and pick up a flyer on that. Speaking of records, over on the right-hand side here, we've got all of our tapes and CDs and things for sale. Ralph's got a lot of the Stanley Brothers tapes and CDs. He's got a video that was recorded back in 1963, along with his brother Carter and Don Reno and Red Smiley. It's one of only two known filmed performances of the Stanley Brothers. He's got a video that was recorded last year up at the festival, and it features him singing with a lot of the old Clinch Mountain Boys, as well as Ricky Skaggs and Dwight Yoakam. And he's got the box sets, Star Day, the King, and the Rebel box sets, I believe. You got any books left, Ralph?
Yeah,
got three books left of his life story called Traveling the Highway Home. It's a book written by John Wright, and it's a very good book. You might want to stop by and take a look at that. Jack Cook's got all of our latest tapes and CDs. He's got that new gospel album called He's My All in All, and he's got a new bluegrass album called A Short Life of Trouble. And Ralph 2 and John have their tape and CD. They've got a new tape and CD out. Steve Sparkman's got two good banjo albums, and James Price has got a couple of fiddle albums. I've got about three different guitar albums. And our bus driver, E.C. French, has all the Ralph Stanley caps, T-shirts, and bumper stickers. So if you would, after we get through with this set, just make your way over to the side here and take a look at what all we do have for sale and pick up a handbill on our festival. Thank you.
What would you really recommend the people buy most?
Most?
Mm-hmm.
That big box set, I guess. I like that awful well.
That's the best bargain on the table.
Yeah, I could listen to that stuff all day long. I listen to that stuff at home just to get inspired before I go out on the weekend, right?
Thank you.
You're
folks,
welcome.
Folks, I'm going to do a little clawhammer banjo playing. I don't know where you've ever heard any or not. You know, I'm real proud of myself. I played in a big clawhammer banjo playing contest out in Albuquerque, New Mexico last March. There were 69 banjo players played against me. I'm proud to announce here on the stage in Macon, Georgia, that I took first prize.
Yeah, boys!
Of course, they made me put it back, but I took it. We'll see you about 10 o'clock for another show. Anybody that's got a special request, come over to the table. We've got all kinds of good stuff to sell over there. And something went out. Something out, Jane. What is it? That's it.
Second.
That'll sound better. See my candy darling, sweet.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Ralph Stanley will be back at 10 o'clock this evening with a full hour set for you.
Right now, that don't matter. some old song and a bottle of wine. That lonesome old song keeps on playing and telling a story that makes me so blue.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be back for our last show, and we've had a lot of requests this afternoon, and there'll be some that we won't be able to get on because I've helped record over 1,800 songs in my career, and I know we can't, I can't remember over 1,500 of them, I don't guess. Over on the fiddle now, we're going to call on the fiddle player to do you a good tune, and he knows exactly what to do with the fiddle and the bow. He's been in this business a long, long time. I reckon about 15, 16 years, more or less, and we'd like for you to make welcome James Price. Thank you. was that, James?
Pretty little engine, Ralph.
Pretty little engine?
Yeah.
That's a good one there.
That's good old time.
Yeah, I had a lot of requests for that today, and you sure did do a good job on it.
Thank you, Ralph. You've been.
How long you been playing that?
Pretty little engine? I reckon about 3 years, something like that.
Yeah, that's fine. Good job. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the state where I much. We hope you enjoyed the old timers there, Blue Moon of Kentucky and Man of Constant Sorrow. I guess Big James Shelton, I better pick the the sunny side of the mountain. James Shelton there from the great state of Tennessee. Make him welcome. James, that's a real good job. We'd like to do you a gospel song now, and this is an a cappella. I'm proud to tell you that I'm the first man to bring the a cappella singing into bluegrass music back in 1970. That'll bring in Jack Cook and can you do the baritone? You want a baritone? I guess Ralph the Second and Jack Cook and James Price and myself. If you have friends in glory land who left because of pain, thank God up there they'll die no more, they'll suffer not again. Then weep not, friends. The doctor will not have to call the undertaker. No, there'll be no pain up there to bear. Just walk the streets of gold. Then weep not, friend. I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright.
shown. The lame will walk in glory land. The blind up there will see. The deaf in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. Then weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. Thank you. Folks, back when I was growing up, just a young boy, well, up till I got grown, I went to the old Baptist churches up in the hills of Virginia and Tennessee and Kentucky and West Virginia and all through there. And they lined the songs back then. And I'd like to do one right now, one that we recorded. And all of you folks that want to join in and help us sing on this, I'll tell you exactly what to sing, and I know we've got a lot of good singers here. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Now I see, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear? Was grace that taught my heart? My fears relieved, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear? How precious did that grace appear? First believed, the hour I first believed, when we've been there 10,000 years, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, bright shining as the sun. We've just as long to sing God's praise. We just as long to sing God's praise as when we first begun, as when we first begun. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, and that's on our Saturday night and Sunday morning tape and CD that we recorded. John Rigsby and the Daybreak in Dixie.
Thank you.
that's a good job there. Thanks, Daybreak and Dixie. I recorded it one time over in Tokyo, Japan, and called it Daybreak in Tokyo.
Tomorrow you'll be with another. Things just didn't turn out right, but to the grave I'll carry with me a memory of your love tonight.
Lay your head on my shoulder, put your little hand in mine. We'll walk down the bird lane together. Let me love you one more time.
Tomorrow you'll be with another. Things just didn't turn out right, but to my grave I'll carry with me a memory of my love tonight.
Lay your head on my shoulder, put your little hand in mine. We'll walk down the bird lane together. Let me love you one more time.
Recorded a gospel song over 40 years ago, and it's been one of our most popular songs, I guess, during that time. We'd like to do this for Jim up at the hat shop up there where he's got all kinds of good hats for sale. And Jim, if you can hear us, well, we'll do this especially for you and Betty called Rank Stranger.
I wandered again to my home in the mountains, where in your surly dawn I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were strangers to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad.
Not a friend that I see.
They knew not my name. I found they were all
rank strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright Christmas scene. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger.
No mother, nor dad,
not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name. I found they were all,
I found they were all rank strangers to me, rank strangers to me.
Okay. Thank you very much. All of you sit down in tune?
Yes, sir.
What did you say you wanted to sing?
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Do that one. This is one that the last song my Uncle Carter, his brother, wrote. And he wrote it in the last stages of his life. I'm understanding, you know, just hearing talk. And one of his ex-fan club presidents had this on a tape. So this is called Merry, Merry Christmas. Hope y'all sit out there and listen and enjoy this. This is one of my favorite songs coming down the pike in a long time, in my opinion. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it the first time I heard it. As I lie here, with time on my hands, the snow outside falls so softly and slow. I'm thinking of you, and I'm living their price. The years now together of high times and low. Merry, Merry Christmas, and a happy new year. You're young. Starting you, I hope the best will come for you. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So near me, I know it's all gone. Regrets for the night when you had to go. For I wasn't home, always up for a show. You'd done such a good job, never thought of yourself. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You're young enough to start anew. I hope the best will come for you. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's now late November, soon Santa will come. But I won't be here to see the tree. Well, I know you can do it, you always have. I leave you forever, no one to see the tear. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy starting you. I hope the best will come for you. Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
very much. Folks, that's, we've introduced him. That's Ralph Stanley II. Give him a nice hand. He done a good job on that. Now, any of you boys had any requests?
Somebody said they couldn't hear the choo-choo coming on the first show. We got it on the first show.
Do what?
Hey, it was two or three people come up to me on the after the first show, and they said they couldn't hear us too good the first song, and they said they'd like to hear us do it again. So.
We'd like to remind you about our 28th annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival next year up at the old home place, Hills of Home Park, and that's right in the southwestern part of Virginia, not too far from Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, Abingdon, Norton, and Pikeville, Kentucky, and right in the corner right there, and that's at the old home place, Hills of Home Park, and we're going to have a dandy up there for you this next year. We'll be there all 3 days. That's the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of May. Jimmy Martin, Larry Sparks, Isaacs, the Goins Brothers, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Sizemore. Who? James King, yeah. About 25 bands will be there next year. I guess now it's about midnight. I think we can play another tune here to make it about midnight. We've really enjoyed being here at the festival. Have you enjoyed our show here today and tonight? We got to be in Moorhead, Kentucky tomorrow. And that'll take us about all night and about all up in the day to get there. And we'd like to sign off with a fiddle tune. That'll bring in James Price to do that. And we'd like to do this in memory of Curly Ray Klein. He played the fiddle with me for 26 and a half years. And he passed away about 3 weeks ago. And we'd like to do the Orange Blossom Special in memory of Curly. And then after that, we'll say good night, so long, and may God bless you.
Boys. Thank you.